Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
So here's the thing. So I was over at... I affectionately call her Hey Baby. That's my mother's Aww. House. And me and
my... Oh, wrong one.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. I was like, why am I laughing at that? It was not a fun affair. Because it's like... Man, it's so weird. I'm there with my sister and my two nephews. What's up, nephews?
Oh, you really mean it, though. Like, real nephews.
Yeah, if I get in trouble down the road, I'm going to blame it on them. That's what rappers do. They blame their nephews.
What's up, nephew?
That was his.
So
in your pocket.
Yeah, and plus, Matthew sounds like nephew. So think about that. So we're over there. You know, it's not a one-visit, two-visit, three-visit thing. We're, you know, cleaning out. See, even that sounds bad. Cleaning out. We are disposing? No, that's not good either.
That sounds worse, actually.
It's like, you know, so, no, there's no good words for it. It's don't feel embarrassed for me. It's
unfeeling?
It's not an easy task. Simply, just because of what it is. You know, you're making quick decisions on... Trash, donate, sell. Oh. Trash, donate, sell. And then you're like, there's those decisions have to be made. Like, is this trash? I mean, if it was for me, it'd be trash. But there's someone out there who might get something use out of it. So it's donate.
That's what messes them up on hoarders so much is they can't separate.
I know. So you got those three piles going on. And, you know, and you're also like, what was significant to, you know, like something, for instance, like this. I found all the cards that we ever gave her. And
she kept them all.
She kept everything.
She's just like me. That's probably where I get it from, you know. And I'm looking, and I'm seeing the ones where I, and here's the other part. You know, it's like, phew, I'm going through them, and I would see my name plus different names over the years. And I didn't like that. I was like.
Oh, like from you and so-and-so?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh.
Trip down memory lane.
I know. Yeah, great.
Memory lane.
I'm surprised. Like, my mom didn't clip their names off of the cards.
Blocked them out with pen.
Or something like that. Yeah. So I, my sister's in there with me, and I'm like, oh, look, here's all the ones from you. Do you want them? She's like, no. Why would I want them? I'm like,
damn.
But she's right. Like, what is she? It's cards that she gave my mom that have her. And my mom never, you know, she opened them, read them, closed them up, shook them for money, and then put them. You know,
good boy.
So she's like, "Yeah, I don't want them." I'm like, I feel weird about just throwing them away, but I get it. Like, the cards that she gave me, now I save. I have saved, and you know that means a lot now. But it's also like, but what am I going to do with the cards that I gave her that I'm giving back to?
Yes.
It's weird, like, tornado of, like, I think you got to stick to your heart and your guts about it. Like, you got to say, what's making me say, I got to keep that? Probably sin or just the gluttony of saving everything. I don't know. It's a weird kind of complex. But my sister kind of, I rarely like to give her compliments, but she really had it like, yeah, no, I mean, I've got enough, you know.
And I started changing the way I was thinking about things, because when I die, they're going to have to go through all my mom's stuff and my stuff.
Right, yes.
Because it's all hoarded in boxes in my, because I can't emotionally go through it.
Well, so. You played a hoard in a movie that time, so well, it's, imagine so all the props that are in there.
One day I'm just going to have to go through and get rid of all of it, because most people are just going to throw it in the garbage.
Well, yeah. Are you going to organize when you organize your piles and just tell the family to come get what they want? Like, out of the piles, that'd be easier.
See, for my situation, it's the pictures and everything that we've had, and videotapes that my mom, hundreds of them.
See, there's that, but I don't have a VCR. And
I know. It's all the children, baby pictures.
But even then, like, when you save, like, this is a real, like, I can't get a grip on this. Like, we have 50, 60, maybe 75 VHS tapes of, like, home movies. By the way, found one that just had an X written on it.
I'm I'm getting a VCR.
Like, what is this? Like, it didn't have three X's on it.
Let me tell
like,
you.
It had one X on it. Like, could this be the Pamela Tommy Lee video I bought off eBay years ago?
VCRs are very hard to find. If you don't have one, thrift stores don't really have them. They got DVD players.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy one new, it's going to be like $250.
Yeah, but like, but even then, if I had the, and I know people are probably already, I haven't looked yet, are going to text about, oh, there's those services that'll put it on. But then put it on digital what? Like, you can put it on a hard drive. You can put it on a cloud. So then I can have my daughter and everybody come over and I'll beam it from my phone. To, like,
you actually could.
I know, but it's weird. Like,
it'd be all your holidays and birthdays.
It's too much stuff all on one thing.
Plus, you're right. It's for you. If she comes over, she probably don't want to watch that stuff.
Probably not, unless it's like embarrassing to me, like this picture. We'll stay on that.
the picture.
I thought it was a fun little picture, you know, that, and I still do, of, you know, how ridiculously stupid I looked as a child.
Did your mom and dad take their camera everywhere you went when you were on?
No, this was a school picture.
Oh.
This is a school picture.
Okay, that's I was going to ask that, because the school photographer never organizes the collar. You just don't.
No, yeah. See, I know. I got one collar popped, like, you know, golfers used to do, but the other side not. And that also used to be my dad's shirt. Funny little story. I mean, I'm wearing my adult father's shirt.
This is the universal.
I'm in the fifth grade.
It's the universal sign of a fat kid. When you have a collar shirt, you don't button all the way up because you're so hot.
I'd choke if I buttoned it all the way to the top. So here's what I posted the picture, and here's the little, because I think, first off, it shows you have personality and you're a creative type when you put a good caption on there. It does. You put on there, no caption needed, about last night, the last few days. Like, come up with something. All right, I'm not going to scroll through. I had a haircut that looked like Pat Benatar and cheeks like a white Webster, and the truffle shuffle scene in The Goonies ruined that year of my childhood. Turning face, smiling, laughing, crying emoji. And then I had The Goonies theme song in the back, or some kind of... Never say die. This is some remix I found on Instagram. It's just that one thing. It's kind of, right? If, yeah, you wouldn't go back down to your seat if you're at the club.
No, it's a little aggressive. I'm trying to figure out the haircut, to be honest with you.
I said Pat Benatar. Some other folks had some other thoughts on that. I'm going to bring it up right now.
Like, if the front is not straight, I feel like it's a home haircut, maybe.
It wasn't a home haircut, though. I can tell. I mean, I won't name drop my barber because that was not fair to him, because we're about to make fun of the haircut. But you can tell it wasn't a recent haircut because, like, it's like someone started trimming my bangs across the top of the, like, where my eye is, and then did it on the other side, but left like a widow's peak of hair. Bang.
You're trying to look like Butch Patrick.
This is like I'm getting ready to do the Flock of Seagulls haircut, if you know that that look. Also, them cheeks, like, fat as crap. Like, I look at that picture, and I want to grab a hold of them and just squeeze them.
Is that a mole or something on my screen? Like, I can't figure out. Right here up under the right eye.
That is a mole. If you look over here, I'll show it to you right now in live, in person.
Oh, wow. Still with us.
Yes. The one I used to have pierced.
Was the photographer holding up a Debbie cake? Because you look awful happy.
Well, so what's... I don't care. What? Why not? What's with that? Like, looking at this picture, what is... The camera is straight ahead. Like, look right in front of your face right now, right?
Yep.
Pretend the camera's there. But look over here. Look away from the camera.
Was he drawing your attention? Like,
I thought it was going to be one of them weird... I'm going to use the word gay because it was like gay meaning like just whatever.
Like how we meant back.
You remember how they'd have like an action shot of you down here in the corner and then it'd have your face up here in the clouds like you were looking away?
Oh, yeah, like on the same picture.
Yeah, on the same, like some composite photo. I always thought that was like the G-est thing ever.
G-est!
Yes. The G-est thing ever. Oh, I mean, that. It really, really was. People started posting the truffle shuffle Giphy.
Is this when you're going to fat camp or you're about to go?
So that was when...
That's so mean.
That was... No, that's... It's fine. That was in elementary school. So that I did not begin going... And it wasn't fat camp. It was called the body shop.
That's something else. That's where women bought clothes to dress like horses.
I went to the body shop. I went to the Vitality Center. And then I went to what was basically like junior Weight Watchers.
Whichever one told you to peel the skin off the nuggets. That's the one I'm
talking about. Vitality Center. Okay. They would tell me to peel the skin off of... I said, that's the best part of the McNuggets.
Right?
And then the other one's like, well, here's what I tell some people. Imagine your favorite food's covered in maggots. That's what he told me.
You sure
like,
that's what he said?
It was a mind blank. Like, it really was. This scumbag put on here, oh, look, it's the legend of Assmole. 100 emoji, 100 emoji. Who uses the 100 emoji in 2025? His name's at Fatboy933.
Weirdo.
It should have been Facemole. I should have switched it up.
And then this guy here, I won't say his name because he's a principal of a school teacher. I know him. He went, Baby Ruth? Question mark, question mark.
You know what's weird? I can't believe I'm about to say this, but...
What, the lack of choice of haircuts for boys in the 80s and 90s? Yeah. There was like five versions on the, you know, you had the one, you know, it's like parted to the right. You'd have one that was like a, I don't want to say the word skinhead, but two-guard.
Call you an onion head.
Yeah, onion head.
I went back and forth between the bowl cut and the cow lick.
Yeah.
That was our, you know, style.
I tried random. I had one that I tried in God, that might have been, that was the end of middle school. I decided to part my hair down the middle, and then
oh God, Willard,
take the front bangs and kind of flip them up a little bit with some mousse.
I had never seen that one.
Yeah, but my friend, you know what they called it? Because look, I parted it perfectly down the, and all my friends called it the butt cut because it looked like I had an ass.
Dude, right. That's how I know you were a skater. That's what all the skater kids did.
Yeah,
I
was, long that was bangs during the, in the front.
That was during the Paul Peralta days.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, like something like that. You have to, almost like you're trying to will your ear to go behind your head.
But how, it's like, you've what got like muscle. What was it in, joking right now. What was it called in Star Wars? With the Force. You are using the Force. How do you do that? Like, how do you consciously think to move your ears and it works? I sound like a moron right now, but that's like so weird.
Yeah, you...
Like, it used to move my hand, I don't have to think about it too much. It kind of like does it on its own. I mean, I'm putting the thought down through my body to raise my hand.
I guess, for lack of a better term, you're flexing a, like an ear, like a body part. Like, you know, you could probably do the peg bounce like Lex Luger could. You just, it's like, you, yeah, do that, but don't focus on the eyebrows. Try to move that back to the ear.
Can you do the Elvis loop curl?
I think I can do it a little bit. Only the one side. I can't do the other.
You know what? When I was a kid, I would do that. And this was before I knew about Jim Ross and Bell's palsy. And my mama would always, she would say, your face is going to stay like that.
It's going to get stuck. It's going to get stuck, folks. That's what happens. Face going to get stuck.
You're going to go blind in there, Matthew.
Sniffy look. Bro,
I still didn't care. I was like, I don't care. Take my sight. I'm going to get mine. Take my sight. I don't care blind. If hair grows all over the palm of my... I don't care if I lose it. I'm going to use it.
That explains everything. Buffer. How you're blind and you have a hairy palm.
Doesn't it? It does make sense. I mean, my eyesight is literally...
That's what happened to P1 blind
luck. Bull mud.
Bull mud.
Oh my God.
I just learned sign language for BS. Did you know that? It's the horns and the that.
That's really what that means?
Yeah.
The horns.
So you do the horns with one arm, and then you put the other arm up on your elbow, and it's like, that's where the crap's coming out. So,
now, how did you just happen upon that information, or did you look it up?
Yeah, I saw it because I saw...
Were you arguing with a deaf person? What are you
talking about? I looked up.
He was in the bathroom.
Hey, Alexa, how could I tell this deaf person to F off?
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. I'm like, do people cuss in ASL?
I think it's just up yours, right?
Well, there was a, like, this is bitch. Like, you put your two fingers up to your nose.
What about like half your face? The thumb off the chin?
Yeah, I think that's more of an Italian thing. I don't know what that is.
I thought the bottom of the hand off the chin is Italian, but the thumb...
I don't know what the thumb is. Let me see. Yeah, look that up and see. Because
I don't know how to look that up.
I learned the BS. I'm like, that's pretty cool because, you know, you use both arms and you're just doing horns and doo-doo.
So, yeah, with the horns thing. Horns and doo-doo. Wow.
That's an easy one to remember.
You know your terminology. In ASL, what are DSLs? Paige, forming an A hand shape with your thumb placed under your chin and moving it forward can mean no or why not.
Oh, A-hole's a pretty easy one to do. That one's
up. Yeah, but like if a dude says, hey, you want to go have sex, and I'm deaf, and I or a woman, and I go like that, if it means no or why not, why not can mean, yeah, why not?
Why not?
No. I would say thumbs down.
That's confusing.
If you looked at me and put a circle with your fingers and started putting your index finger through it, that'd be the way to ask me.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
And I'm this part. I'm the index finger, by the way.
I thought it was the other way. I was like, okay, I can't do that.
And then she would look back at me and do her fingers together like, money?
I'm like, no! I have to use him to do that to you.
Oh, this is the S word.
She's the one pushing. What? What's the S word?
You take thumbs up like with one hand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you do another thumbs up, but you put that one up under it, like the interlock.
I would think that was two thumbs up.
That's the S word. God, this is cool, man.
But why not just like point to your butt or something? Yeah. Like you're being a point to your crotch and then point to your head.
This can't be real. I got to send
Unless
you this
you're
link.
A woman, that would make no sense.
Uh-uh. You know how if you would cough?
Your vagina head.
Or if you would, you know.
That's gross.
It is worse, isn't it?
What do you call it? God,
labia
blanket.
Head.
A latch out.
You, when you yawn, you, maybe you put the fist up to your mouth, kind of cover your mouth.
Yeah.
That means CS are in the sign language. Yeah, it does. Look, he's doing it right here.
Whoa. Dude, don't be a tired deaf person, because people are going to think, oh, my God.
Oh, no, the thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
To invite you, that means a-hole. Look, she's doing it right here.
So, what, like an invite to explore, or are you calling someone one?
You're calling somebody, but if you're doing it, like... You're calling somebody an a-hole or giving them permission,
this
one or the
is,
other.
No. When I do this, this is never for that. It's for the other. It's never for that. That should be this. Like, it should be drawn up like you got arthritis real bad. It shouldn't be that. Neither should that. That one should be that. That's like a
what does that mean?
That looks like a child's about to crown.
What does that mean?
It's a crown.
Well, if you do it like that, it means okay. But if you put the index finger through it, it means...
But do other people...
Don't act silly. You get what that means.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, but I was wondering why you were going like this with your finger.
What does it mean if I'm deaf and I take my fist up
you can
to my left cheek, and as I push my cheek in with my fist, my tongue is pushing out my cheek on the other
that
side.
That means you have a cavity.
You got to make sure you do it right, though. You don't push it like through the
I would
other
do
way.
It the opposite way. I know. It's like it was going and arcing and coming back out the other way.
So this one's an easy one.
Backwards. So I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Bastards.
It's like the Brady Bunch. When they're up there, they're pointing at the wrong person. They're like, oh, yeah, we're backwards. I forgot. Go ahead, fat boy. Sorry.
Oh, you good.
What did that start off of, though?
God, I don't even know. I made myself manic trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I didn't put my finger down.
Manic.
You didn't put your finger down.
No, I was looking up how to cuss and do.
Oh yeah, so
deaf people cuss.
But it just popped into your brain. Like,
and how could they?
Hey, can they cuss?
And there's like a whole treasure trove of words. You know, we learned CSer, a hole.
What is like? What does the bird mean to them?
That's universal, right? It's got to be.
That's universal for.
If you take the two fingers like you're making fun of a willy size and then you salute with that, that means bastard.
Yeah, why is that on the an emoji? Like, what is that for? Like, other than to make fun of a guy's...
I mean, it's the only thing, right? It's, I wouldn't use it for anything else.
You want to go drink tonight? I'll go have a little bit. No, you'd write back, you know... smiling emoji, tongue sticking out, winking at you. Yeah, I want to go get drunk.
He was this big.
If you said that to a girl, like it was that size, like, all right, that's kind of cool.
Well, you know how we make fun of women? Do they have an emoji on there that signifies field goal? Like an umpire throwing up a field goal? That's what we'll do toward women who are loose.
Yeah, to literally right. throw a
Y'all
hot
sit
dog.
There and do the thing. No, I meant I wanted to go have Chinese tonight. I was getting chopsticks uh-huh. with my fingers. No, you wouldn't.
Oh, really?
No, you wouldn't. I'm no, over here. Wouldn't. It's like, you got a field goal. How about?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At that.
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, we've got a story about a guy that accidentally deposited the wrong thing at the bank. Oops.
At the bank.
My bad.
Wrong bank
altogether.
When
is the last time you went to the bank? Like, really? Oh, what? I ain't even talking about the ATM machine. I mean, the bank.
Oh, went in?
Yeah.
A couple months ago, I had a check to deposit.
Yeah, that's
my suggestion. Just take a picture with it?
No.
Oh.
I don't do that.
Yeah. That's what. You don't mobile deposit? I love mobile deposit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I kept doing it because I get these random settlement checks. And one would be like for a dollar, like 50 cents or whatever. I'm like, okay. Because I used to have this app that would look for settlements you could try to get in on.
Why not? That's why they're there. They just go into slush funds if they don't get used.
The mobile deposit was good. I was like, oh, it saves me a trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, you know, the only person that really hates the bank being the way it is now and not the way it used to be are makers of cheap lollipops. They really have to hate this.
Dog biscuits.
Oh, yeah. You want a green or a yellow? Pick one.
I always want a purple. Purple. They'd always, I know it was cute or everything, but the lady would say it back, you want purple? And I'm like, now I know she was making fun of me.
It's like, no, you can bite it in 2 seconds. It sucks. Well, somebody posted a picture of a sucker that I haven't seen in years. You remember the Santa Claus suckers? And you would lick the white off it before you ate it.
I don't know if I remember that.
It was a red sucker. It was a Santa head. And, like, it was white all around it, like his face and everything.
And then you would lick it till it turned what?
To red. You'd lick all the white off it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If I saw it, I might remember it. You know, I've seen lots of candy.
What's the flavor?
I don't think it really had a flavor. It was just, it's just like red.
I don't know.
It was probably his medicine. His mom was creative ways of melding all the pills together to make him. It's a lollipop, little fat boy.
No, you know how
they called him Fat Baby when he was born.
Not that I'm picky. I just was wondering what the white stuff was.
You know, Fat Baby.
You know how that went back in the day. You know what the medicine was back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the story. 46-year-old guy in Ohio got arrested after he went to the drive-thru at his local bank to deposit some drugs by mistake.
Oh.
He was using a pneumatic tube system and dropped a bag of meth in the canister.
Die.
Oopsie, my bad.
It was my
cousin's meth. It wasn't really mine.
Well, she's like, sir, I took a little toot and sent it back to you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You see her lean over for a little bit, and all of a sudden she sets up with her hair all blown out.
Sir, we all took a bump. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to get some cash, too?
You want some cash?
You want some cash?
Thank you.
Everybody's trying to give you cash now.
Judy took a bump.
Walmart, you want to get some cash?
So this happened at a small town, the town of Woodsfield. It's about 2 hours east of Columbus near West Virginia on the border. So 46-year-old Jason Smith was using the air tube system on Wednesday and dropped a small baggie of meth in the canister, which I guess could be easily done.
Oh, yeah, if you have meth on you.
Well, the bank called in. Then the cops tracked Jason down, searched his car, and found more drugs.
Oh, man.
So there's no word on yet on the exact charges he's facing. And
That is, like, if you're a cop, somebody calls and, hey, we found drugs. I don't know if they teach you in the academy, but do you always assume whoever called is probably their drugs?
No, they wouldn't call. Why would they call?
I don't know. Maybe they would. So I don't know. I feel like if somebody called, you would have to suspect everybody, right? Like, I would suspect a banker.
Oh, bankers.
Oh, like, then he was just dropping
old
off.
Old school bankers, not bankers of today. Bankers of today run coffee shops. Haven't you seen the commercials? They're not there for just money. It's a place to hang out.
Do business.
I record my podcast there.
I've had meetings in coffee shops, and it's just kind of strange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the worst. You ask a girl out.
No, no date.
You
want to
go out? Yeah, we can get coffee sometime. Okay. Well, you need all that energy for you. Trying to tell me something? I'm going to need some more energy? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. No. Yeah, what are we doing later?
Yeah.
I've had like business meetings like, hey, let's meet for coffee and discuss this. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
It was just kind of odd. Anyway, so back to the story. We don't know what's going to happen with this guy. They're going to charge him with some other stuff. But
I heard they took
no word on
some other stuff.
We'll think of something.
And they don't have the exact charges.
Probably to clean out the bank tube real good. You know, because it's got meth in it a little bit now.
This is probably, I mean, look, what's on money that we don't really know about?
Oh, yeah. The holes. And
oh, yeah. Your $3 bills you send up through those tubes?
Breast sweat. Men and women, both.
Probably got, like, you know, a couple doo-doo stains and some drugs, just saying.
Like, what would you do if your $100 bill had an STD? Would you just go casually ask for change somewhere? I'd or would you have to tell someone?
I'd ask the... The $100 bill, how many people they... No, I'm just
kidding. That's a good question.
I believe that. I bet you've talked to Andrew Johnson. Or hey, Jackson,
please tell me where you've been.
Andrew Johnson.
I'd like to know.
The great president, Andrew Johnson.
I'd like to know where you've been before I stick you in my wallet.
Andrew
you know
Jackson looked like damn Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He did.
He was worse than Epstein, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
And Epstein, arguably bad, I guess you could say.
7-1. Mm. we'll argue which is worse.
Oh my God!
They look just alike, but both men of horror.
Nefarious.
Who was worse?
Oh my God! Well,
Drew? Was it Drew?
Which one?
Or was it Vacation Boy? Vacation. God bless. I'm quite tired of that though. I could draw you that house the inside and out right now. I've seen all the pictures. I could. Matter of fact, if you have a child that will pose near a lobster, let me know. I want to get a photo reproduction.
That's just weird.
It is weird. You can blame it on AI now, though.
It's awful.
I wasn't a real kid with the lobster.
It was
AI.
Well, did you know, according to a study, wealthy people are more likely to steal from checkouts?
Really?
Yeah. So, according to this new report, 27% of people admit to stealing from self-checkout.
Knowingly, like, actively trying to steal?
Yeah.
I've accidentally stolen from those. Like, I forgot to scan something on the bottom one time.
I took home some kitty litter because I didn't scan it.
Yeah.
But when I came back, the next day I said, I need to pay you for this because I forgot to pay for it.
The next day?
Well, I shop there all the time.
Oh, okay.
What did they say? My God.
So that's okay.
You run a garage, don't you? Buying all this kitty litter.
Yeah. Well, you got oil everywhere, don't you?
No cats take dumps that
big. I got a boy cat named Elvis who's going to be big. So
I got to take a dump. Meow.
Thank you for the litter.
Kitty litter.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mama Paige. Meow.
Meow.
I got time climbing up here on this toilet. Felt like I was going to die up here, woman.
No.
It was so hard to flush. Meow.
I wish you was potty trained.
I thought there was a snake coming up behind me. It was a big doo-doo loaf. Meow.
Oh, meow.
Little list. Meow, 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 meow. Just walk around the house singing.
He does.
I'll have a poo.
A big old poo.
Soon as you buy me.
A big old poo.
Some damn litter.
For Christmas.
Meow.
And I felt really bad. The other time. It is.
Nobody's there to hear him, but he says it anyway. Thank you.
Thank you very much. He's singing to the dogs and all my bitches.
God.
Wow. Where my bitches at? Where you at? Come in here and sit around Elvis. I'm going to talk to you.
Must be nice to take a dump outside. Meow.
Teddy Roosevelt did the campfire talks. We're doing the caddy fire talks.
Caddy fire. Oh, boy. Because he
smells like something burning in here.
He's going to be big, and he was like clawing on my chair, and I picked him up and stuck him on his clawing tree thing.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, bitch, you're crazy.
That dog's got more nipples than a, I don't know what, meow.
Would the dog not enjoy those carpet trees that people have for cats? Like, have they ever tried one with a dog? Just seems it's like this big piece of furniture you get for a cat, but a dog gets, you know, like a carved out pillow over in the corner. That's it.
Yeah, what sucks about the cats is if you don't start them training to claw that sucker, they never go to it.
Mm. Did they ever just do those things where they just kind of go after lasers and all that?
Yeah, the lasers. I mean, it's a little different, but like as far as clawing up, they'd rather claw up the furniture.
No. Why not? You have a big thing that's great.
Yeah, how do you discipline a cat? Like, how do you discipline a cat? They seem undisciplinable.
Most people say a squirt bottle, but you got to like do it while they're doing the bad
stuff. Yeah, you have to pick them up and so you just have to stick them on the thing.
You're basically inviting it. You're just sitting there holding the squirt bottle.
Yeah, you got to wait.
And there's one chair that he cannot like touch because that's Eva's chair. My dog sits there.
Yeah.
So one chair was my husband's. The other one is the dog's.
Right.
So it's just the way they...
What's messed up is dogs, though, have a collar. So when they bark, it'll spray them with something. Like, that's not bad for them, obviously, but you're training them not to bark.
Like, yeah. At all. They're not going to defend you.
Yeah. What if there's a fire? You know, somebody's hooking up on your porch.
Maybe they'll start barking to get water shot everywhere then if there's a fire. That would be instinctual.
So what's wrong with the dog?
My dog doesn't bark that much, but when she does, it's generally someone's out there.
Yes. Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah. She's a good dog. She went to
Paige, it's me again. Come on, I'll still do it. Don't tell nobody. Don't talk about it on the radio, Paige.
She went to dog school.
I told you I was going to do that because it was near Thanksgiving.
That's all. I was like, you're the guy that wants to remember. Was that
I'm part pilgrim. I thought that might be fun to reflect on, Paige.
Do you have a mail slot? He's like, I can just glory hold this bitch. I just stick my tongue through the mail slot. You just walk by.
And cat tongues are kind of like
it wasn't be clawing at his tongue.
But them tongues can pull stuff, you know.
Like, let's turn him into an old jazz musician walking in. Welcome to your door. Give me a little.
Yeah, what's up, pussy? I knew you'd come in tonight.
Oh my God.
They're sitting there flipping a quarter. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. They're wearing suit suits and Panama Jack hats. Yeah, man. What you up to? What you up to, feline? What's up?
If you're not from the 90s.
What's up, my feline?
We can't tell you about old Panama Jack.
If you don't know about Panama Jack, you are young. Lord. So much. You don't even know who Crazy Zach is.
Uh-oh.
All right, thank you. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We're going to talk about this bowl situation.
Huh?
And what's up with college football right now? It's supposed to be an exciting time of year.
Yeah.
Your team gets a bowl. Well, a lot of teams are like, you know what? Hell with it.
They'd rather go home to, you know what? Because they've made Neil money and there's like, it's like going to the Pro Bowl. Nobody wanted to.
Now it's fun. Well, like they all want to go.
Not when they used to do it in Florida.
It's a little different too as far as even from the coaching standpoint, you know. There's a, we can get into it, but a couple reasons make sense about the turning down bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them just don't.
Yeah.
Some would say, you know, Notre Dame's butt hurt. But
Limestone turned theirs down, I understand.
You know what's funny? I don't think they had football before that last year they closed.
Yeah, really?
Didn't last long.
Damn. It sucks. I wonder if they won a game ever. That'd be...
Somebody could have floated that school some money for the next semester, right?
You know, dude, I thought about that here recently, and I was like, who wanted that land?
That has to be what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Because the government could have damn floated them.
Or made it a state-funded college, which is better than closing it down, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know much about colleges because I didn't hang around much. Mm. I left early. Sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yeah. So it's bowl season. Everybody's supposed to be happy they're getting a bowl.
Sure.
Bowl crap.
Like, you know, Clemson's going to the Pinstripes Bowl to play Penn State. Now, me and my son, we're hoping for the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Just for the trophy.
Yeah, because you had a huge Pop-Tart, like literally a huge Pop-Tart at the end of the game to the winner, and it pops out of a massive toaster.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool looking.
Maybe you guys get pinstriped suits or something if you win. I don't know.
Cheap.
You get it like Johnny Dangerously.
You know, let me look up Tennessee real quick and see. They're going to the Music City Bowl. See, here's the thing. They're going to play Illinois.
Mm.
So, Notre Dame was the first one to say, look, thanks, but no. Because they did not leap Miami for the college football playoff since they lost the head-to-head. Which is good. The head-to-head should matter. So they're like, you know, we're going to skip it. See you next year. Hope we win a title next year. No bowls for us.
Where's the, like, is that not a, I mean, turning down a money-making opportunity? Like, even if, you know, they don't have it in the, there's not a home or away team in those, so.
Well, here's the thing. Funny you mentioned that, because remember, Notre Dame is not in a conference.
Right.
But when Iowa State and Kansas State both turned down bowl games, they got fined by their conferences $500,000 apiece for opting out of the game, saying that they had to fulfill contractual obligations to bowl partners.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the conferences have to have teams for each bowl. But,
right.
I mean, Iowa State said the players voted against it because, you know, the roster was depleted. And Kansas State said that the player availability wasn't where they needed to be. Now, people are giving Baylor crap because Baylor's coach pretty much said straight up, with the NIL portal coming up in January and the way coaches and players move around,
yeah,
they've already got a jump start on next season as far as recruiting and planning. So a bowl's really going to kind of get in their way.
And yeah, I mean, I see that. I do.
Let's be honest, man.
You're not going to play as hard as you. I mean, you're not going to play as hard. Why would you? Especially if you're a senior.
I wish Clemson would have turned down the bowl.
Why?
Because that should be the precedent should, or not precedent, but the.
You said my name.
The standard should be playoffs or nothing. Okay, so the NFL, you don't make the playoffs. They don't put you in a bowl game.
Right.
I mean, why this? And look, it's not even.
It's just more of a money grab.
That's all it is. Because it's not a showcase anymore. You know, guys, I think Christian McCaffrey was one of the first ones to skip a bowl. These guys that are going pro, they'll skip the bowls for the most part.
I was going to ask that. I thought that if you did declare for the draft that you couldn't play in the bowl.
No, you could, but guys are like agents telling them, like, hey, why would you risk getting hurt for a game that doesn't matter?
Like somebody like Arch Manning, like I would almost treat college like that. You know? I mean, crap.
Try to come out as soon as you can.
Yeah, like, man, I don't want to get hurt. And you got to know there's some defensive players and some linebackers that he's got a target on him. They want to be the one to hurt him.
Yeah, it's crazy. His career. That'd be terrible.
It's nuts.
So you better study in school.
That's right, kids, if you're listening right now.
So with the portal, man, you got to – there's one portal date now in January. So, I mean, even if you got coaches that move around, you got to have your coaches in place. You can recruit these guys.
Yeah.
You got to have bowl practice on top of all that. Like, it don't really – look, Clemson used to being in the playoffs. It don't really – like, a pinstripes bowl, okay. Like, it seems like an annoyance at this point.
Yeah.
I'd rather work on next year.
Plus, say Penn Stripe and then Penn State's playing in it. It already seems like they've decided who's going to win this one, does it not?
That's already. Plus, it's a Yankee Stadium in the outfield. Crap is that?
God, no, that would be cool as hell to say that you played football in Yankee Stadium. I mean, that was like Ali boxing. And didn't he box in Yankee Stadium? Oh, thought he did. Was it? There's a picture of he and God, who was it? Ken Norton Sr., maybe? Like, they were in their boxing trunks, and they were fighting in a baseball field. That could have just been a promotional photo now, though.
Or a dream.
No. I often don't dream about black men in my videos, in my dreams pages. All women in my dreams.
Okay.
Well, you're right. Said Ken Norton III, September 28, 1976, Yankee Stadium.
Okay. Well, Lord.
Look at that.
My dream became reality.
It did. Look at that.
I thought it was a serene stadium.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ken Norton's nickname.
Hey, now.
You know what his nickname was?
I didn't know there was a Ken Norton III. I knew there was a junior that played for the Cowboys, but I did not know there was a third.
Well, see on here it says Ken Norton, but it says the third for his title.
Oh.
But it says senior. His nickname was the Jawbreaker. He was 37-3.
Jesus, I forgot about that. Dude, he broke somebody's jaw.
That's 30 terrible. Knockouts.
Dude, he and Ali were identical, 6'3".
Oh, yeah.
Ali was about 3.5 more pounds.
Ali was just 4X quicker.
God almighty.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, boxing won't be that good ever again.
No.
Just won't.
It's hard to watch when people are getting pummeled like that.
Hang on.
It's from what you're a watching, country you don't like, though. It's fun.
I mean, hitting people.
Yeah, from where? We out here.
From behind. Yeah. Rear naked.
What are you thinking?
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.